Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I'm about to air my emergency message to former President Trump concerning his major misstep saying the vaccines are safe. They're not. And they're not vaccines.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The video is on InfoWars.com and Man.Video. If you choose to share it, we may get it to Trump. Emergency message to Trump. COVID vaccines are deadly poison. Washington Post had a big article yesterday titled Cold War Between Trump and Tucker, because Tucker's figuring out the vaccines are bad. They're gene therapy. They're toxic. And so now Trump comes out. He knows he signed on to this. He's been conned. So now he's doubling down. Oh, it's safe. Take it. But they admit it's got all these adverse reactions. They admit it's a gene therapy. They admit it was never properly tested. They admit that they brought gene therapy in under the liability protection of vaccines. It's a huge fraud, and the world is turning against it. Bill Gates' plan, the globalist plan, is not going well, ladies and gentlemen. And so here is my emergency message to the real president of the United States, who we know overall is a good guy, who the globalists hate, to realize this is not a normal vaccine. Mr. President, you must come out and expose Fauci. You've already done it. And the rest of them is lying to you. You must get as far away as you can from this instead of doubling down and being part of the fraud. Here's the emergency message. Again, it's at InfoWars.com. Please share it. We'll be back on the other side.
A word of warning to you, my fellow Americans.
The second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine is no joke.
I had the COVID booster, the Moderna, about 4 or 5 days ago, and I am still feeling wild side effects from it.
It made me feel worse than I felt in a long time.
Like I had the worst flu in the world, extreme shortness of breath.
I just felt so bad.
A dizziness, fatigue.
Shaking chills, fever.
Extremely irrational thinking.
Aches, headaches.
And it has just been devastating.
It's just felt miserable.
I recently took the COVID-19 vaccination. After the shot, I felt fine. But within 3 days, I went to the doctor because I had problems with my face. The whole left side of my face, actually. Bell Palsy now.
Cassidy got the second Moderna shot on a Monday. By Thursday morning, they were in the ER.
She got sick right away.
The death of his youngest daughter, Cassidy, came out of nowhere 4 days after her second dose of the COVID vaccine.
Everybody from her work had kind of had flu-like symptoms.
Just like the nurse was telling us earlier today, when we got tested, she experienced chills.
And she said all her friends did too.
Yep, all her friends did.
There's a report from the New York Times that there's been a severe allergic reaction from a healthcare worker in Alaska after receiving the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine.
Patriot doctor in Missouri, works at nursing home, and wants to comment on COVID vaccines.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'm family medicine trained. I'm a geriatrician. I work in nursing homes. I have had 21 patients that I've identified that have died within 48 hours of getting either the first or second vaccine from AstraZeneca.
She was healthy, happy, active, the greatest mom you ever saw in your life. And then she was so sick that she was, you know, in less than probably 12 hours, she was intubated and on life support. And then she passed.
When you get this spike protein antibody in your system, it will permanently and irreversibly change your immune system. When you inject this shot that has this polyethylene glycol on the coating on the outside of it, that is what is leading to anaphylactic reactions, shock, and death. I think we're going to see massive injuries and a lot more deaths start somewhere between 4 and 18 months from now.
Would you recommend to our audience that they get the vaccine then?
I would. I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly.
The You don't have to lay down. You can fight back against these monsters. Get the video. Share it. It's at band.video. Emergency message to Trump. COVID vaccines are deadly poison. Warn the world. Emmerich's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Rainforest Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Thursday, March 18th, 2021, year of our Lord. I'm Alex Jones coming to you from the Central Texas Resistance Center, building a pro-human future against the globalist, transhumanist, post-industrial world. I know God's real, and I know this is a test, and so I am of good cheer. But make no mistake, what you're receiving here, what you're hearing here, is as close to the truth as you're going to get. We're all human, we're all fallible, we're all fallen. We all see through that rose-colored darkly, that scanner darkly, but I can tell you this is the testament of what is happening. Now, I want to give the number out, because we've got scores of medical doctors in Russia, in Japan, in China, or they get arrested, in Africa, in Mexico, in areas of Latin America, in right here in Texas, coming out like 10, 15 a day. I can't even watch them all. I heard the big Irish doctor at the start of the show today, just incredible, powerful layout that she broke down. It's at EuropeWars.com. Got to be spread. Irish doctor exposes great reset agenda behind COVID hoax and powerful video. Dan Lyman article. This is all so important. But why are they doing it? Why are the globalists risking this? Why are they putting out all these different vaccines that are dangerous virus vector vaccines that use a live virus to deliver it through the cell membrane into the mitochondria? And why are they using mRNA to program the cells through the ribosomes? Why are they doing this when I have a whole stack of articles from prestigious scientific publications saying nothing was ever approved in 20 years with mRNA technology because it would work great with some people, but kill other people and give them cancer or autoimmune disorders. I'll show you articles here in a moment. And now if you say this is mRNA technology linked to cancer, you get banned. I was on Andrew Schultz's big podcast, biggest podcast he ever did. It's on its way to be, 10 million views, the way it was growing. And they banned it, saying, you said that mRNA technology, gene therapy, was linked to cancer. That's not, you're not a doctor, you can't say it. So I can't say, here's the document. But even if the doctors say it, they go, you're not the UN. Big tech is committing war crimes against humanity. The heads of Google, Facebook, Twitter, all of them are Nuremberg criminals now at the level of Joseph Mengele suppressing this information. But I told you this was coming. This is in AP. This is in Reuters. I first saw the article at Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro. Scientists, lab creations of living model embryos raise ethics questions. They're just a model. It goes on to admit it is a humanoid, but not all of its genetics are human, so it has no rights. This is how they're introducing it to you. It was 25 years ago, I was reading a BBC article when they were trying to roll it out then. They were like, going back over 20 years in Costa Rica and in China and in some labs in Switzerland, private labs were producing embryos of humans, but So they wouldn't have rights. They were adding the genetics of other animals, like cows and pigs. So they could then grow them inside the uteruses of cows so you could grow up a bigger humanoid to get larger organs, because you don't want to just butcher a baby and then give a full-grown man a baby's liver. You've got to grow up a humanoid that weighs 45, 50, 60 pounds, 70, 80 pounds, you know, some of the larger cows, so you get a bigger liver, bigger kidneys. And it's a human, but it's enough cow that it isn't rejected. You'll have like a cloned female cow. Its genetics will be in the humanoid. So it's not just like the humanoid has some cow genetics. It has the genetics of the cow it's being grown in. Comprende? Comprehend, folks? So this has been going on at least 50 years. It even came out in the 80s that the Nazis successfully cloned rabbits. That's the most fertile animal mammal we know of. So it makes sense to try with rabbits. Yeah, there is a glow-in-the-dark mouse. They add jellyfish genes to it. I was telling you about that earlier. By the way, there's jellyfish genes in the Pfizer mRNA vaccine, and they won't tell anybody. They go, it's proprietary. We have emergency authorization. So when Netanyahu and Trump and Biden tell you, oh, this is FDA approved. No, it's not. It was done with emergency authorization, not approved, not tested. The truth is they already tested it all under other names for decades on animals. They know what it's going to do. Infertility, cancer, turn your immune system off. I mean, this is just incredible. Scientists have officially created living forms of model embryos in a lab that bear a close resemblance to real human embryos. The aim of the scientific experiment is to discover information about early development in human beings, hopefully discover new methods to create fertility issues and stop birth defects or miscarriages. Oh, yes, they give you all the chemicals, all the electromagnetic radiations. You can't have kids, but now they're going to create the radiation and drug-resistant ones that they control. Isn't that cute? So it's part human, NPR reports, but more human than human. Or a humanoid. A non-human creature or being with characteristics such as ability to walk upright, resembling those of a human. Or of all the ancient legends of the not-so-friendly little humanoids. And that's what Aldous Huxley said. He said, we're going to create a short, servant, humanoid creature in Brave New World. Then he wrote Brave New World Revisited, nonfiction, admitted it all. So since I mentioned all that, let me just show you the stack I talked about. Here's Andrew Schultz last night. Said it was the best show he ever did. I went on there and had some fun, went crazy. That's my comedy side. But wow, YouTube pulled the Alex Jones episode. Wow. It had five times the viewers of any other episode they ever did, on par to break Joe Rogan's record podcast with Elon Musk, and then I'm in second place. Can't be allowed to happen. Well, why was it banned? Well, the word is because I talked about mRNA gene therapy tied to cancer. COVID mRNA vaccines are a form of gene therapy. SwiftsInstitute.org. Medium.com, mRNA therapy, a new form of gene medicine. That's a few years ago. But now that it's known, they go, oh, no, 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 it's not. mRNA, it's gene therapy, not a vaccine. mRNA COVID-19 vaccines are really gene therapy and not vaccines, says bioethicist. Well, yeah, but they got liability protection for this giant field of medicine that's always failed and always caused problems by calling it vaccines. Now it's got liability protection. Here's where it gets interesting. A gene editing experiment on human embryos went horribly wrong. Read that from futurism.com. All the horrible mutations, the deaths, the deadly viruses, all of it. mRNA vaccines, a new era in vaccinology. Moderna announces positive interim phase 1 data on its mRNA vaccine. The cancer-specific drives mRNA alternative, and it goes through all of it in PubMed, and explains that mRNA is directly connected to triggering cancer in your DNA. And there's NPR saying the same thing. It'll give you the mutations, give you cancer, give you the rise of the viruses. Can we please continue here? I read this from PubMed. Bluebird scrambles to find out if its gene therapy caused cancer in clinical trial. Oh, yeah, a bunch of folks that did it got cancer, but it's no big deal. Cancer is a known risk of gene therapies. Really? That's out of mainstream news, Mid-City News. Oh, it's a known thing. Well, Bill Gates and the UN say, the fact checkers say, the fact checkers at Facebook actually run out of the Wuhan lab. Wuhan lab runs it. That's not true. It's like a well-known thing, but that's not true. Wine gene therapy caused leukemia in some, boy in the bubble syndrome in others. No immune system for some and leukemia for others. Well, and that's out of Science Daily. But again, that's a few years ago. Now they've rolled this out. Not allowed to say that. Google will block you if you warn anybody. Liver tumor and gene therapy recipient raises concerns about virus widely used in treatment. Yep, that's your virus vector technology. That's out of sciencemag.org. I got about 100 of these. You want to see some more? Oh, but I'm not allowed to tell you about that. I'm the bad man. I'm the evil man. But I've got a medical doctor on video saying the same thing out of Houston, who runs a big clinic. But, of course, it's in all the literature. But then I want to take your calls, too, from whistleblowers, or if you love the vaccines, doctors, medical workers, all of you, 877-789-2539, only medical workers, only doctors, or only people that love the vaccine or hated it. If you've taken it and loved it or took it and got hurt, we want to hear from you, 877-789-2539. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are crazy. We don't want to screw kids and burn down buildings and destroy the planet. We're crazy. All right, we're taking your phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show because I open the phones up without even calling for whistleblowers. And doctor calls in and says 21 of my patients died after they took the shots. And another nurse calls in and says a bunch of the patients died. Another caller calls in. And you see it in the news, too. You see it in the literature. It's not hitting. So it's a giant test of just normalizing this. Just like ancient cultures would sacrifice their children. Or slavery was normal. You know, slavery went on everywhere, from Japan to ancient Rome to every area of Africa did it. Every area of Latin America when it was Mesoamerica. Christians were the first group to say stop slavery. Oh, so we hear Christian nations are bad now. Because they know we care. Europe, England, the U.S. Think about that. So, see, slavery's back, folks. Oh, Apple runs big death camps. That's good, because they fund Black Lives Matter and put black people in all their commercials. Man, if I was in all their commercials, I'd be looking out. Oh, boy. Bill Gates is your friend if you're black. Yeah, I don't care what color you are. He's not your friend. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. If you just joined us, I showed you probably 15 mainstream news articles with major prestigious universities, all of it saying gene therapy halted, mRNA therapy halted after liver failure, after death, after leukemia, after boy in the bubble syndrome. But now if you say it, they go, oh, no, you're not allowed. Only the UN can make a statement about mRNA. Wow. So they didn't just get liability protection by rolling it out as a vaccine, a gene therapy, a infusion, as the head of the NAACP said a few days ago. If I cue that up in Long Island, she says, I'm not questioning the infusion. I'm putting it in my arm, and I'm not reading what's in it. Cue that up for me. And that's where you're at. And she's like, don't worry. You're not going to be able to read the insert anyways. They got a bill in Congress to take the inserts out and not have them tell you what the side effects are. Woo! 877-789-2539. And I'm going right to your calls. Did it hurt you or did you love it? We're not screening your calls. Nobody's calling to say they loved it. Everybody I know, I have a family member. Well, I'll just say it. It's my brother-in-law. His dad's a medical doctor. And they didn't make him at the hospital he works at do it. But he went and got it in the second shot. He got Guillain-Barré's and was paralyzed for a couple days. But he's tough. He fought through it. Just like Ben Stein. Why, he'd do it again. How about Hank Aaron? Will he do it again? How about Marvelous Marvin Hagler? He gonna, oh, I'm sorry, they're dead. So I'm at dinner last night for St. Patty's Day. My sister and her husband are over. He's a great guy. And I'm hearing about his dad being, his arms and legs being numb and not being able to move for a couple days. But that's okay, because Tim Cook's gay. Remember, it's as long as it's liberal, it's good. All right, yeah. And that's just what they did up front. And it's not even been tested publicly on animals, even though it was. It's so deadly down the road, they don't want to hurt you right up front. They don't want to warn you. But it's got to be so deadly up front so that down the road it kills your ass. And maybe his dad's tough. Maybe he'll make it. But, you know, I'm not the one being mean about Austin's dad. I'm worried about it. Everybody being macho. You know, the puppet in chief, the stooge in chief, the reanimated corpse that is the crypt keeper, Joe Biden, the fraud. He said in an interview, hell, maybe we should play it. He said, you need to be, you know, you're being macho not taking the shot because you don't need it. All you're doing is hurting others, infecting them. Oh, no, no, no. Everybody I know that takes the shot does it because they are macho. They're like, well, I'm Hank Aaron, I'll do it, or I'm Marvelous Marvin Hagler, I'm tough, or I'm Ben Stein, or, you know, I'm Austin's dad. I'm Austin Rivera's dad. I can just go ahead and I can take this. But you find out it's deadly because it's not, it's a gene therapy. And by the way, you go to mainline doctors now, they're offering gene therapies. I was at the doctor getting a checkup a few weeks ago, a few months ago. They're like, hey, everybody's doing it. It's an FDA study. Would you like to take a gene therapy intravenously from women that donated their baby's placentas? They say it rejuvenates you like 10 years. And I'm like, no, thank you. I mean, that's like saying, well, I want to drink my wife's blood or something. None of this is good. This is not how we operate. And sure, it may have these great benefits, but here's the thing. They're testing it all on us now. This is a revolution of testing, a revolution of mad scientists, a revolution of bypassing everything. And there will be so many bad side effects and so many problems that there'll be all these new gene therapies to, quote, treat it. And I've interviewed and I've talked to some of the heads of major genetic firms that don't want to come on air. And they said, Alex, we've got pretty clean gene therapies we've studied in animals. We've got things that cure colon cancer, you name it, with very limited side effects. We're not even sure if there are side effects. We've been studying it 10 years. FDA won't approve it. They've gone ahead and approved without an emergency. I mean, in this emergency authorization, we look at this. It's such a wide-ranging protein in the mRNA that we believe it's going to hurt people for sure. And that's going to discredit our whole industry. And see, they're looking at it from the wrong perspective. This is about normalizing mass death. So we're not in Kansas anymore. So who do we got here? Ken is a medical worker, inpatient on vaccines. Matt is a father, took vaccine, has issues now. Matthew, ER tech, medical worker, has COVID comments. Janelle is in Kansas, family friend took vaccine, had stroke after. Tamara, sister's a nurse, being forced to take vaccine. Let's not cut anybody short. Let's go to break, and then I'm not going to talk when I come back. I'm going to go right to Matthew, Tamara, Janelle, Matt, and Ken. And the callers are being great, not calling in if you're not a medical worker or not a doctor or not a scientist. But we got a few lines open for you. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. I'm going to give each person a minute or two to get their story out. Of course, it's a medical doctor with 21 dead patients. He was on the three segments. I mean, how do you ignore this magnitude of information? So let me do this hour's plug right now. Storewide free shipping is over because some of our suppliers are like, listen, we're not making a profit. We got to pay the bills. You can't have free shipping on this anymore, like storable food and things like that. I get it. But we do have it on select items. The new mega blowout sale, Brainforce Plus, 50% off, free shipping. Prostaguard, free shipping, 50% off. Vasobase, 50% off, free shipping. Alpha Power, 50% off, free shipping. The Dr. Jones Naturals activated charcoal toothpaste is amazing, 50% off. The activated charcoal mouthwash, 50% off, free shipping. Dr. Jones Extra Strength Common Chill and Regular Strength, 50% off, free shipping. All Inrix Essentials, that's the essential oils, the deodorant, all of it's top of the line, top organic maker, lets us private label with them, and we sell it for less than what you'll find it in stores. And so all the Inrix Essentials, InfoWarsStore.com, the great hand sanitizers that are natural, and more with essential oils. And three different types. We've got over a dozen different types of the others. We have the sanitizers, three different types. InfoWarsStore.com, and you keep us on the air, so I salute you, and I thank you all. The toll-free number to call and order is 888-253-3139. Back in a few minutes, right to your phone calls. Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for Brainforce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vasobeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are best sellers, 50% off and free shipping. website at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerich's essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerich's Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are back live in defiance of the censors. Still on air, reaching millions of people thanks to you supporting us and spreading the word and sharing the links and articles on your email and text messages by word of mouth, particularly. Thank you all. Keep fighting. All right, I am not going to launch into more news or the articles pouring into more vaccine deaths, more brain damage, more autoimmune disorders. They don't want you to have a voice. And there are millions, several million tuned in right now, live. And so we've opened the phones up. You love the vaccine. You hate the vaccine. You're neutral on it. You took it. You liked it. You're a medical worker. You think it's great. You hate it. You're able to call in unfiltered, uncensored. We just want your name, where you're calling from, and a good phone line. Ralph is calling in from Tennessee, and he's got a testimonial about his experience with the vaccine. Ralph, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Sure. Hey Alex. Knoxville, Tennessee. 2 weeks ago, my dad passed away. 3 weeks prior to that, he had the Moderna vaccine. And as soon as he got the vaccine, he started feeling just terrible and just went downhill. Ended up just everything shutting down and him passing. And I had three ICU nurses tell me it had to be the vaccine, and because they've seen this with many other people. I begged him not to get the vaccine, but he felt like he had to.
Because they tell men particularly, be tough, protect others. And so, they admit that it doesn't protect you from COVID. So that's why you've got to get that literature to him. Did you get that literature to him?
I did. But he just felt like that's the only way he could get back to normalcy and be able to get out and do things.
Exactly. They held him hostage. And so he thought it was the right, because people want to get through something. So he was told, here's the solution. And wow, what did he think? I'm so sorry you have to talk about this, but it'll save lives. Was he awake before he died? Did he wake up before it killed him?
Yeah, he did. He was in and out, you know, and he knew. He knew that's what did it. Yeah.
God Almighty, Ralph, who do you blame? I mean, I would blame Bill Gates and the media. People say, you know, all these famous sports stars that died, they deserved it. No, they did it. They said, I want to protect people. They were tough guys. They did it because they were lied to. They were actually heroes. Your dad, I believe, meant well and was a hero at the end of the day. But what about the people that did this on purpose, brother?
Yeah, Bill Gates and the globalists, and I would love to meet Bill Gates. I'll tell you that.
Well, brother, how long have you been a listener?
Oh, a couple of years. A couple of years, yeah.
Well, I spend all my time trying to make sure I'm accurate. I make mistakes. But when I came on air and said, don't take it, it's meant to kill old people, I wasn't just saying that. We had the literature. But what is it like to hear it versus you actually see it kill your father?
It was just like, you know, I believe this was true. And to actually see it happening, it was just, it was awful. And all I can say is, people, please don't get this vaccine, and don't let your parents and people that are senior citizens get it, please.
Especially, well, you notice the British government knew what they got into, and within 1 week of them doing it 3 months ago, they said, do not give it to above 75. But still, the 75-year-olds go and do it. It's so sick. Sir, I'm so sorry for your father, but God is real, and... you know, your dad meant well, and so at the end of the day, he did it because he cared about people. He was lied to. So you tried your best, just use the story to warn others, and thank you for sharing it with us. Anything else you want to add, Ralph?
That's it, Alex. Thank you for everything you do. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. Wow. And again, I'm not at liberty to talk about this because they get really mad. There are two people in this office right now. One of them is about 30 feet from me who lost children from vaccines, and they told them the vaccines killed them. My grandmother... again, got vaccinated for polio and got it. They told her she got it from the vaccine, the 1950s. And I could go on for an hour. I personally have had my family devastated. My father's brother, my uncle, was in incredible perfect shape, took a tetanus shot, almost killed him when he was in high school. And so all I'm telling you is, folks, this is not what you think it is. You think they just shot up poor black people with syphilis? No, folks. That's bad. I'm against that. I'm saying it's everybody. But they knew when it started coming out that if they just made it about black people, a lot of elitist white people would say, oh, well, that's just for them. It's very sick and it's very evil. What Christ says, what you do to the children, you've done to me. And a child, when Christ said that, means somebody under somebody's control. An old person, a child, a minority being kept poor on a farm, somebody that wasn't allowed to have an education, a simple person. And what you do to them, you've done to me. Well, that's a painful call, isn't it, folks? People aren't calling in that love it. Isn't that funny? Where are they? I actually have people I know who had family members that died from the vaccine. The death toll must just be off the charts. And they told me, Jones, you don't talk about it on air. So I won't talk about it. That's another thing. Everybody just kind of goes in their corner when they kill your family members. Or they maim you, and we all just don't want to make a big deal about it because we're not the leftists that are the drama queens. God Almighty. Let's just take another call. Who's been holding the longest now here? What's up, Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in California. Ken, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good talking to you. I work in a hospital, and they were offering the vaccines. A nurse had just taken it. I mean, I was going to decline. I had already declined to begin with, but a nurse before me had taken it, and I witnessed her, after she received it, pass out three times, had to be escorted out to her vehicle. So I said, you know, like, I wasn't going to take it to begin with, and after watching that, I'm definitely not going to take it. But I also have a wife who's a medical doctor, and we're both back and forth. You know, I've been against it from the beginning. Actually, let her listen a little bit to when you were speaking about the mRNA, and that got her to switch and not take it right now. She says she's waiting for the others to come out, but I'm...
Well, I totally agree with what you just said. I'm not saying take the viral vector AstraZeneca or Johnson & Johnson, but those aren't killing as many people as the Moderna and as the Pfizer. So notice they're saying, don't take these, take these. I wouldn't take any of them, but I sure as hell wouldn't take what they're telling me. Bill Gates is involved in the mRNA vaccines.
Yep.
And, I should have asked the caller earlier, the fellow whose father died in Knoxville, see if he can call back in, ask him what vaccine his father took. I know we've got lines open here because people are being nice and not calling in. They're not on the subject. See if that gentleman can call back in because I want to... know which vaccine killed his papa. Sorry, go ahead, Ken.
No, I've just said, I'm not going to take any. And when people do pass or expire from, you know, the vaccine, it's not put out there. You know, we hear it. I hear it at the hospital because other nurses speak and our doctors speak to other workers in other hospitals and they say this person just died.
Well, that's my question. What is the chatter there in the hospital? I mean, wow, because, I mean, you're hearing this everywhere.
Well, I'm in California, so we have the virtual signalers, you know, the ones that are going to take it. I actually got into shouting natural blood nurse, and she told me, you know, then go ahead, die, hope you die, or something like that. You know, so it's about 50-50. Half are not going to take it, the other half are just happy and willing to take it.
How many reports on average of adverse reactions or death are you hearing?
On average? It's being hushed. So, you know, I hear a lot of reports people are getting really sick, violently sick. The deaths, you don't really find out until afterwards when somebody says somebody died.
Sure, they don't say they died of it. Well, you know, a lot of these old folks are dying. Well, I guess there's too many of them. It's kind of like a wink-wink, huh?
Yep. So it's sad. That's why I just want people to educate themselves, be aware, read. I always say read. I'm not going to tell you what to do. It's their personal choice. Do as you want.
I agree. Personal choice. What do you think of them trying to give it to, or they aren't doing it, to newborn babies and 6-month-old foster children? They don't have a right, do they? This is Joseph Mengele.
No. No, I was fortunate that argument I got into with this other nurse. A nurse came up to me a few weeks later. She said, you know, I thank you for bringing up all that. She goes, I'm breastfeeding, and I was going to take the shot, but after listening to you, I decided not to take the vaccine. And I said, well, I'm not telling you you should, but...
You saved a life. Keep it up, Ken. We can outsmart big tech, word of mouth, point blank range. More calls straight ahead.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The grid, a digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What did they look like? Ships, motorcycles. Were the circuits like freeways?
And then one day,
I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see. And then,
one day,
I got in.
And you found out it was a off-world demonic interspatial attack. Bring down the species. And the collaborators were working with Satan against God's plan to bring us down. One day, I got in. When you come at it from that perspective, it all makes sense. You understand it all. And the enemy finally respects you. And just sees you as an enemy soldier instead of a fool. They don't laugh when we talk about that. They look back at us and say, that's right. We chose the winner. You're going to lose. God and the devil, it's as real as a heart attack. All right, we're taking your phone calls. Retired police officer, sergeant in Arizona, Jeremy, Mississippi, Matthew in Texas, Janelle in Kansas, Paul, Texas, everybody. Everybody in the order they came in. Let's go to Janelle in Kansas. Tell us your vaccine story, please. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I have a former employee that was, he's retired now, but he took the first shot, and within 2 days, he was hospitalized with a stroke. And so my question is there anything that you could tell us to do, maybe some of your supplements or something that he can do now that he's taken the first shot. He's still in limbo if he's taking the second one, so hopefully this will help. But
wait a minute.
You could give us.
He doesn't know if he's going to take the second one?
Right.
Well, this sounds like the Darwin Awards to me. It's an IQ test. I mean, these people are so trusting. Right. You can show him literature. Okay, what so-called vaccine did he take? Was it a virus vector vaccine? Was it the AstraZeneca, or was it the Johnson & Johnson, or was it an mRNA vaccine?
I don't know. I haven't asked him that question.
Okay. So how close are you to this person?
Pretty close. I mean, he's a very good friend of our family still.
Well, I would just tell him if he wants to be depopulated, take the next shot. I mean, he had a stroke, and is he tying it to the vaccine?
I don't know. I can say that he was very healthy before, no medical problems. He's in his early, I think he's maybe 70. He hasn't worked for us for a couple of years, but
well, he's not going to be. Listen, you tell him you're not going to be collecting Social Security and stuff. That's good. And tell him take the second shot and leave the planet. Because here's the deal: a lot of these folks they're like in this hero mode, and they don't want to admit they got conned, because he'll have to admit that this is bad. So he'll probably take the next shot and probably die. And so just say, hey, when you're dying, will you at least shoot a video to warn others? And I'm not being sarcastic here. I'm so sorry about your family friend. It's just that you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, please find out what vaccine he took so we can warn people, and I appreciate your point. Anything else you'd like to say, Janelle?
Nope, that'll be it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and listen, I care about my family, and I'm sitting there like preaching at the dinner table last night where my brother-in-law's father got paralyzed from it. He's a medical doctor. And it's like Ben Stein's like, well, I'm glad I took it, even though it almost killed me. What? For something that kills like 0.000%? It's all a fraud. But they know, though. People ask why the Germans went along with Hitler. Once he got them into a war, they were stuck, folks. You got to say no up front. We're being suckered into this thing, man. God almighty, this is sick. Okay, up next would be Matt in Michigan. Matt, welcome. You're on the air. Yes, sir.
So my dad is a medical doctor, and he had the second round of the vaccine, and now he just received word that his PSA levels and his prostate are high, which obviously are an indication of potential cancer. So now he has to have a biopsy on his prostate.
Well, they actually said that, sir. They said when you. So did he take the Pfizer or Moderna?
I want to say Pfizer, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yeah, it's the mRNA that anything that's already precancerous makes it basically go cancerous. They admit that. Wow. So now they want a biopsy of his prostate. Can't he show them the literature saying that it makes hormone-based tissues swell up and that they should not do any biopsies for 6 months?
Oh, I guess I was not aware of that. I've tried to send him videos and stuff. He doesn't want to type in
doctors say don't be alarmed after mRNA vaccine if your glands, uterus, prostate swell up. Yeah, that's what it does, sir.
Okay. Huh. Yeah.
But notice they don't tell him that. They're going to make more money off the illness they've now given him.
Exactly.
So what is your dad now saying about taking the shot?
Not much. I think he still agrees with it. I don't even know if he's put two and two together that it's from the from the vaccine.
Yeah, because if you try to talk about it on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they block you. I mean, you can be a medical doctor, you can have the scientific reports. They will not warn the people. Doesn't that make them aiding and abetting this, sir?
Absolutely. Yeah, if somebody needs to pay for all this, then it's ridiculous that they're not.
God bless you. Call me back again, and I'm not cutting these callers short. I want to get to everybody. You're amazing callers. Not screening calls. Where's the person that loved it? Where's the person? Because it's a bioweapon, and they know you won't admit when you got hit by it because the nurse that gave it to you is nice. Yeah, she didn't produce it. A big shadowy globalist group did through the UN and won't let you question it. You're being attacked. This is 21st century stealth warfare. People say, Jones, you better watch your ass. Oh, my God. I remember I was about, I'm not going to tell a story, it doesn't matter. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeremy in Mississippi as a nurse. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. What's up, man?
Man, I'm just watching the new Holocaust, brother.
I hear you, man. Hey, I can't believe I'm talking to you. Hold on. I've been listening to you since I was six. Art Bell or George Norrie, I heard you on. I can't remember. Anyway, I run around. I'm a home health nurse. I see all these patients. You know, I've seen droves of them that are supposedly, you know, they have COVID. I'm yet to find one that's actually sick, number one. None of them are sick. And you'd think people would put that together, you know, two and two, but it just never happens. I've tried to warn my family. Half my family's done run down and got this injection. You know, they got the National Guard set up over here in one town where they can go over and they even built a new road for them to get in to get this shot in your car. And they're just flocking over there, man, just flocking over there to get it.
Where do you think this is all going to go? How are they going to cover up all the illnesses and deaths?
Man, I don't know. That's one thing. And I've just noticed it's really just got heavy the last several weeks. I haven't noticed anything yet other than some localized stuff. My stepmother and father got it. She's having a problem on her arm. I mean, they won't go away. I don't know. I don't know, man. And then, you know, just like this whole COVID, they're such liars, man. My wife lost my wife last year because I couldn't really get her proper medical attention. She had a genetic condition and she had real bad COPD. And she would not go to the hospital because they wouldn't let me stay with her. She would not stay.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole thing, not let you go in because of the COVID so they can run a dictatorship inside there.
That's right. And I knew, and I wasn't going to let her stay without me because I knew if they got her in there with her condition, she was probably done for.
Well, they would have done a fake PCR test and intubated her for the money.
Yeah, I know it. And anyway, basically, we just sat at home till she died. And, she was sick, man, but I think in the normal circumstances, she would have lived longer. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So many people died from the hospitals being shut down and all the rest of it. They've been more than COVID. Thank you, sir. This is a Holocaust. It's about insurance companies not having to give service. It's about tracking all of us. It's about rolling out these gene therapies that were all failing, that they couldn't get any business for. It's just a total takeover. We are absolutely being assaulted. All right, I'm going to come back. I'll do two more segments of your calls. And then Ezra Levant, you heard about the Pentagon coming out against Tucker Carlson, demonizing him. That's totally illegal to have the Pentagon involved. Well, now the Prime Minister of Canada has the Pentagon and others criminally investigating Ezra Levant for exposing Chinese troops secretly training in Canada. Remember, Trudeau says he wants a dictatorship run by China. Unbelievable. Spying on citizens, Trudeau pays U.S. defense contractors a spy on Rebel News. That exclusive with him is coming up in T-minus 17 minutes. But first, your phone calls on the other side and the order they are received. Get ready, Paul and others. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.